called To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India. Madhu is really a highly regarded world artist, and he is going to be joining us via the phone momentarily. And to sort of get that going, we've got a track from that CD to start things off. This is Norwegian Wood, Madhu Style, on 89.7 The Maverick.
Time drinking now wine.
That's Madhu doing Norwegian Wood off the CD To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India on 89.7 The Maverick. And I'm Gully. Across the sneeze guard from me is Mark Thomas, who is the host of World Beat every first Saturday of the month and sometimes the fifth Saturday of the month. And it's nice to have you here, Mark. And it's especially nice to have Madhu, the artist, online with us on the phone from New York City. How are you, Madhu?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good. It's nice to have you with us today. And, boy, this has just been such a great week. We've had comedians and local musicians and world musicians on the air with us this week as part of our programming. And this is certainly one of the highlights of the week. So we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
I'm glad to be here. And I'm, I get excited when I hear people doing world events, and it's not that big a market in certain areas, but it's nice to be part of something like what you're doing.
Well, we're delighted to do it, and it's kind of been a big part of KMSU for a number of years now. Mark, I don't know how long you've been doing this, but it's been upwards of 15 years? Yeah.
That is quite amazing.
Yeah.
So I feel very privileged. Thank you.
Well, so Mark, I know you're you actually got turned on to this CD a little while ago, tell us about how you discovered this.
Well, it was I think maybe Madhu emailed me first, and I'm not exactly sure how it all began, but we've been exchanging emails for a while, and I've been playing it on my show and putting it on my website and enjoying Norwegian Wood, which we just heard. And the thing that really excites me about this, the whole thing, the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India, that Norwegian Wood is historically the song that really opened up the world to world music. It opened up the ears of Westerners and pop music, and it was the first time that the sitar or the tabla was heard, and it really changed the world, essentially, culturally and musically. And so to hear this coming back to us from India with that, all the cultural milieu that is built into this, there's just a real powerful impact to the whole reverberation that time and space.
Yeah. Madhu, I was going to ask you, certainly the Beatles, they transcended so many things in their career, as really short as it was when you consider, how long the band was together and doing music together. But how important were they to you as someone growing up?
Very important. But to give you a brief history of my, I'll be as brief as possible.
Sure.
I was born in the south of India, Madras City, and most people spoke in the local languages. My dad had a vision, and he put me in an English-speaking school, and so everything that I did tilted towards the West. Like, so I was very interested in music, and obviously when I heard the Beatles, and it just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, I began to copy and, cover songs in a very straightforward way, just copy them down to the T.
Sure.
And, of course, even touching upon Norwegian Wood, I wanted to cover so many songs, but when I did a tribute, I felt I should do a song that sounded like what they were, also taking off on. And I just thought I'd take it to another level, so that's how it evolved. But they certainly were one of the primary influences in my life.
It's very interesting because, absolutely, that sort of massive world influence, you don't really see that too often. And so it's a really a tremendous thing to make a tribute to the Beatles in this regard, but putting definitely a very world stamp on it. And so this is just wonderful that you're able to do this. Now, we are very, very fortunate in having actually several copies of your CD, autographed no less. Thank you, Madhu. And we would encourage listeners to give us a call and pick up one of these CDs because we definitely want to share the music. We would like it if the listeners would share some of their hard-earned cash while they're at it, though, because we're in the midst of our pledge drive to kind of keep the bills paid around here. And so if folks want to call 389-5678 or toll-free at 800-456-7810. We've got some of these CDs autographed by Madhu himself, and we'd love it if, when you're calling for the CDs, if you wouldn't mind making a pledge to the radio station, too. And I know Shelley is standing by to take your calls, so thank you, Shelley, for that, because otherwise we'd be kind of tied up at the moment. But well, Madhu, you know, while we're mentioning the CD, if you don't mind so much, I sure would like to play another track.
Oh, I'd be delighted to hear one over your airwaves. That's so cool.
Yeah, I think we want to do a George Harrison track right now. Do you want to do the intro on this one, Mark?
This is what we're going to be hearing, If I Needed Someone.
All right, here it is on 89.7 The Maverick. George Harrison tune, If I Needed Someone, that's performed by Madhu, and Madhu, the artist, is on the line with us right now from New York City. Boy, you know, that has so many really cool percussion things going on. Is it about a 12-piece list or something of percussion things going on with that song, or what?
I had a tabla player, and then we did a couple of takes over it. And basically, I recorded everything in my home studio. And I also programmed some drums to go along with it, because it will really sound exciting when it's live. You know, I want to have quite a few people involved with this, maybe also with different sort of percussion instruments.
Sure.
That kind of tie in with the Indian sound.
Yeah, it's a very expansive sounding song, you know. I mean, that's just a wonderful treatment of that song.
Thank you.
You evidently had quite a love for, I guess, all things hippie back in the day. Tell us about Woodstock and what kind of an influence that was.
Okay, like I said, being in India, none of the big bands could ever come to India because of financial reasons, obviously, and whatever else the government restricted on them. And as I grew up evolving with the music of the Beatles in the early 60s, then came along, you know, the rockers, and then Woodstock, the documentary, happened to show in movie houses in India. And that was my only window to seeing what was happening outside, because I had never attended a concert. And it was so, you would not believe how, you know, I would be in the movie houses over and over again, you know, just watching the same thing, waiting for the music segments to come up. My favorites were Richie Havens, Joe Cocker, unbelievable. And then he did a takeoff on a Beatles song, too. So it was basically, I was a displaced hippie, you could say.
Well, and Mark was saying when we were listening to the song, he told me that you two are actually kind of contemporaries. So you kind of have a lot in common in terms of, you know, your ages and the things that were going on in the world at the same time as you're growing up.
We just lived in different hemispheres is all.
Yeah,
when I spoke to him, it felt like I was talking to an old-time friend, you know?
There you go.
Really, it was so cool, and I'm so happy that we're doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, us too. And I want to remind listeners, you know, this is our spring 2005 pledge drive. We do pledge drives just a couple of times a year so we can pay the bills around here. And we sure would love to give you a copy of this wonderful CD. It's called To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India. And Madhu is the artist, and they're even autographed by Madhu. And we'd love to give you a copy of one of these. We would only ask that, you know, could you give something to the radio station, $10 even or something, just so that we can continue to prosper in our pledge drive. I know we've had a pretty good run so far, but we've got a few days left to go, and we'd sure like to finish with a flourish so that we can, like I say, just pay the bills. It costs us some money to run this radio station. And I so much thank you, Madhu, for providing us with those autographed copies, because that's really wonderful.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So you were really influenced by the documentary film on Woodstock, and that's tremendous. When did you finally have the opportunity? I mean, I presume at some point you were able to go see live music concerts at some point in your life.
Not in India, because still it wasn't happening at all. And then one time Led Zeppelin was passing through India, and they had an airplane full of equipment, and I think it was in transit. It might have been the time when they wrote Kashmir song. And believe it or not, they happened to stroll into a club that I was playing at. And this is when I already had a band. It was one of the premier rock bands in India. The name was Atomic Forest. Mm-hmm. And when we saw them in there, it was, you know, we got cold feet. Initially, I didn't want to sing. Eventually, when I got up to sing, I think I did a cover version of Honky Tonk Woman. Robert Plant was about just about 10 feet away from me, and he gave me a thumbs up. This image is kind of etched in my mind that I will never stop singing, because if he approved, I feel that I'm good.
You know, that's a pretty high praise coming from Robert Plant, no doubt about that.
Eventually, when I came to the States, it was how I got here, just primarily to do music and a lot of pitfalls, but then that's how I landed up here, and that's part of the story.
Okay. And I should ask, you know, when we were, just before we went on the air, I was asking you if you were doing any touring or anything like that, and evidently you do have plans for this summer to do some, maybe some festival kinds of things or whatever.
Yeah. It is a fact that we do have to pay our bills. So I work for an advertising agency now as a designer, Deutsch, which is one of the most highest rated agencies in the USA. But I will get the band together because we have to constantly work, and right now I can't devote much, you know, too much time to that.
Yeah.
And summertime is ideal, and lots of things happening, especially in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a chance to come over to your place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun.
It all may happen, right?
Yeah, you never know. You can never say never, right?
Yeah.
But so you'll have some opportunities to do something. And how? I mean, do you have sort of a number of people that in the New York area that you know and can work with and so forth in terms of putting a band together and that kind of thing?
Yeah, especially those who have played with me on the CD.
Ah, very
good.
So
they're already familiar, and they're excellent musicians. And also, when I play live, I think it's going to be very exciting, because a lot of these songs are kind of free form. like you can't do that, where the audience could join in. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much opportunity for the musicians also to show off their talent. So it should be pretty exciting when we get together.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Madhu is our guest. He has put together a CD entitled To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India. We have a number of copies of that CD here at the radio station that are autographed by Madhu himself. And this, you know, CD contains a number of songs that are Beatles songs. And in fact, we've got one I've queued up that is really a tribute to John Lennon. And it's a medley of songs that Lennon penned. And so, if you don't mind, Madhu, I'd love to play that right now.
That's the song that's really close to my heart, because John was a special Beatle, and he was so down to earth. So I'm happy to do this in his name.
Absolutely.
Although our love is still special,
let's take a chance and fly away.
Ah, people ask me questions, lost in confusion. And I tell them there's no problems, only solutions. Then they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. And I also tell them, imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living.
Today, fans remember it. Paul McCartney says John Lennon is going to be missed by the entire world. Ringo Starr is headed back to the United States in mourning. And George Harrison is so upset he canceled the recording session set for today. But John is gone, gunned down last night in front of his luxury apartment building. John Lennon was 40, and that's news.
I just have to let it go. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go, let it go. Let me hear you sing along. All we are saying. Keep on saying now, all we are saying, saying, is give these a chance.
Millions of fans around the world are mourning the death of John Lennon. The most poignant example may be the vigil outside the Lennon Hall in New York City. Hundreds of people have been gathered there since last night, stunned. And in harmony.
I just had to let it go. I just had to let it go.
John Lennon is dead, murdered in New York City last night.
I just had to let it go, go. You may say I'm a dreamer.
John Lennon, known as a man of peace, died on the way to the hospital.
But I'm not the only one.
Thank you.
Boy, that is poignant with sort of the news audio in the background. Wow. That was kind of powerful. Madhu is the artist of that treatment of the medley of songs, John Lennon's Imagine, Watching the Wheels, and Give Peace a Chance. And boy, that was really powerful, Madhu.
Thank you. Actually, the voiceover was actually taped on the day, the following day when John was shot. Mm-hmm. I was in Pennsylvania. I just ran a radio a tape off the radio.
So that's the real thing.
Sorry?
That's the real thing then. That's
yeah,
not some contrived deal.
I contacted him for several months to get his permission and never succeeded. I called all the radio stations. Eventually, I just plugged his name on the web, Bob Madigan, and he responded saying, "Your search has ended," and he gave me permission to use that voiceover.
Oh, okay.
So that's the real thing.
It is the real deal. Wow.
That's awesome. I really dig that tune. And I should mention Madhu's website is www.bigduker.com. And that's B-I-D.
Where did that
porn site, right?
Where did that come from? Where's Big Duker come from?
My full name is Madhukar. So M-A-D-H-U-K-A-R. So those of people who don't know me, some of them stop at Mad. They go, Mad Hooker.
Oh.
And then, you know, I wanted to modify it a bit. And in my workplace, people call me Duker, the last part of my name.
Oh,
and they
okay.
go, Big Duker, as I walk in.
I see.
So I said, hey, that's a cool name. But I spelled it B-I-G, D as in David, two O's, K-E-R.
Ah, okay.
I would be happy if people did email me and tell me what they think, you know?
Sure.
And I also want to encourage your listeners to give generously, as this is something very special I'm so proud to be part of. So do give WorldBeat all you can.
Yes.
Jim and Mark are great people, and I think you're fortunate to have people like that always with you.
Well, we feel very fortunate that we're even connected to this radio station, and we also are very, very appreciative of you taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today about To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India, your most recent CD. And the artist is Madhu. He's spending some time with us by phone from his home in New York City, and we're just delighted to have you with us. We're going to... once again, encourage people to call and make a pledge of any kind. $10 would be fine, whatever, but make a call right now, and we'll give you a free copy of this Madhu CD with all these wonderful Beatles tunes, with his special world treatment to them all, and they're even autographed. So give us a call now at 389-5678. That's 389-KMSU, or toll-free at 800-456-7877. 10. That's 800-456-7810. And Shelley will take your call and hopefully your pledge of some amount, just to help us keep the lights on and keep some of the programming on the air. Mark, you're a host of a program that's been really a wonderful facet of this radio station, that being WorldBeat. Your program spans a lot of real estate, and some of the other programs that are part of WorldBeat are sort of specific to certain parts of the world. But this is just a great opportunity for us to expose people to music that otherwise they might not be able to hear.
Yeah, I've always kind of felt like a world citizen myself. I've always reached out to other cultures, and musically, I'm right there with Madhu with the Beatles. They meant really a lot in my life, and really opened my ears to the world, really. And so I've been playing music from every continent and every country that I can get onto the show.
Well, Madhu, I want to thank you for spending some time with us today. We wish you the very best in your continued musical efforts, and we're going to finish out with one that I think might be appropriate from your CD, which encourages our listeners' support with a little help from my friends. Thanks so much, Madhu.
I do want to mention that if anybody wants it bad enough, they could contact you or Mark, and I could send some over.
Sure.
But I would like them to be generous with your station.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Madhu. And you enjoy the day. We'll talk to you a little bit off the air here after we get the song started, okay?
Thank you once again for having me.
All right, hang on. Madhu was our guest, world musician who has put together this CD again, To the Fab Four from Liverpool, a tribute from India. And here is something to perhaps inspire you to call and make a pledge. 389-5678 or 1-800-456-7810.
If I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Please lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I'll try not to sing out of key. Get by, my friend. Oh, I'll get by. Gonna try. Wanna get high, high on some love. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it worry to be alone?
Oh, how do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
I'll get by. I wanna get high. Wanna get high. High on some love. I need somebody love. Yeah. I'm certain it happens all the time.
What do you see when you turn?
That's something I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. I'll get by. Oh, wanna get high. I said I need somebody to love. Can't you hear me? Anybody now who can touch my heart and touch my soul, touch my fire. Oh. Oh. Somebody here, put your hands together. Sing along with me now.
Programming on 89.7 The Maverick is made possible in part through the generous support of the Mankato Clinic, with 7 clinics in our area tending to your good health. The Mankato Clinic on East Main Street, the North Mankato Family Practice on Lookout Drive, and the Wickersham Clinic on Highway 22 North in Mankato. The Daniels Medical Center on Highways 22 and 169 in St. Peter, the Lake Crystal Family Practice, the Mapleton Family Practice, and the Mankato Clinic Psychiatric Department at Madison East Center, Mankato.